This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。大家好，我是冯菲菲。
And I'm Rob.
你看起来有点不高兴，你还好吗？
Not really.I was feeling hungry earlier, so I thought I would treat myself to one of those huge luxury hamburgers from the cafe.
Oh yes, the double-decker ones, with onions and gherkins in a sesame seed bun. 饿的时候来一个汉堡，既管饱又能解馋。So why are you angry?
Well, when I got it out of the box, there was no burger, just the bun.
Oh dear, you could call it a nothing burger.
Yes, I suppose you could.
其实 nothing burger 这个词现在可以用来描述某人或某物看起来很好或者很重要，但实际不然，就好比一个空心汉堡。
Well, my burger certainly wasn't what I expected. Can we hear some more examples of this word, please?
Sure, feast on these.
I was worried when our boss called an emergency meeting, but it turned out to be a nothing burger. The weather reporter warned we were in for a storm and should stay indoors, but it was a nothing burger. All the hype about the new fashion store was a nothing burger. It was just like the old one.
你正在收听的是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。本期节目中给大家介绍的表达是 nothing burger， 我们可以用它来形容不重要、没意义的人或物，尤其是与预期相悖、变得毫无意义的东西。这是一个比喻 ，like Rob's non-burger.
What's that? You're saying my non-burger isn't a nothing burger?
I'm afraid so. It really is used to describe important situations that turned out to be insignificant.It can also be used to describe a person with little or no importance, like you, Rob.
Very funny. Well, I think I'd be more important if I went and bought you a luxury burger from the cafe.
Maybe, Rob. Just make sure there's a burger in the bun this time.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Authentic Real English.
From BBC Learning English.